From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jamie Hobbs. Senator Claire McCaskill called on MU students to get out and vote during a campaign stop on campus yesterday. Molly Dove has the story.
Healthcare and higher education costs are two of the topics McCaskill is highlighting in her initiative to reach younger voters. She says she wouldn't be shocked if the election is decided by young people in November.
This is going to be a close election, and I am really humbly and respectfully would really appreciate their support and their involvement in this campaign. We're going to have some fun the next 56 days trying to get this across the finish line.
McCaskill asked a crowd of about 100 students to volunteer and get more young people registered to vote. McCaskill, a two-term senator, is being challenged by Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley in the run to the November midterm election. Molly Dove, KBIA News.
A judge has ruled that a case against the University of Missouri regarding its open records practices will go to trial. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that Circuit Judge Jeff Harris on Friday rejected the university's request to end the 2016 lawsuit filed by Animal Rescue Media Education. The lawsuit says the university estimated it would cost more than $82,000 to fulfill the group's request for records relating to about 180 animals used in research. The lawsuit says the charge is so high that it prevents the public from accessing information. This weekend, Suicide Awareness Week will come to a close. Compass Health Network will present a concert Saturday night at the Blue Note to raise awareness for mental health and substance abuse issues. Karen Cade, Regional Vice President of Compass Health Network, says the goal of the concert is to educate attendees about the network's mental health first aid 8-hour course. Cade says it is often those that are close to someone that notice signs of mental health or substance abuse issues first.
The people that are going to see those things certainly are, you know, your family, your friends, your churches, your neighbors, your police officers, people that encounter people with mental health concerns before they actually get into treatment.
Attendees will have the option to sign up for two free courses offered by Compass Health Network in October. The operators of the Missouri duck boat that sank in July and killed 17 people say that a lawsuit from Missouri's attorney general is, quote, irresponsible and littered with factual inaccuracies and innuendo. The lawsuit accuses Brinson Duck Vehicles and Ripley Entertainment Incorporated of violating Missouri's consumer protection law and putting profits above safety. The suit seeks financial penalties and asks a judge to ban operation of the amphibious vehicle tours. The tours ceased, however, after the accident on July 19th. In a rebuttal filed Monday, attorneys for the companies seek dismissal of Hawley's lawsuit. A spokeswoman for the attorney general called the rebuttal a, quote, frivolous attempt to evade responsibility for the deaths of 17 people. I'm Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.